friends! Welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today. And we're going to talk about all things stationery and fun things in the community, even in 2022. There's always stuff to talk about. Something new, something old, and something in our shopping cart. Hey Kelly, how's it going?
Hey April, it's good. I had a massage today.
You didn't work today?
Which was very nice. I didn't work today. I'm working tomorrow. It's going to be my first day back after, a little vacay.
Nice.
So I've just got my water, nothing fancy, but it is in my fancy sparkly Starbucks cup from like 2016 or something.
It's our first happy hour of the year. We're supposed to like go off with something exciting, but I also just have a lemon. LaCroix.
Hey, that's the best. That's the best thing ever.
I'm okay with LaCroix. So I'm just like recently starting my intermittent fasting again. And then my...
Oh, no.
What? it's not that as hard as you think. I think it's more of my other goal, which is to kind of cut down a little bit on sweet drinks. That's like really hard on me. So that's why the LaCroix comes in, because it like... reminds me of the bubblies and the carbonated drinks I like, but without the carbs, obviously.
Yeah, I'm struggling with, you know, trying to cut back on sweet stuff. I was just saying, okay, here, I'm going to throw this out into the universe so you guys can call me on it. I was going to, you know, those pints of like Ben & Jerry's or Häagen-Dazs or whatever. I want to try to make it a goal to only have one of those every month.
Oh.
Instead of who knows how many. I don't keep track, but you know.
That's a reasonable goal, and I think totally doable. Like I actually last year I used to be a very ice cream girl, but for some reason I think it's the weather. I started going to ice cream less and less after like August, and then I think for the entire of last 4 months. It's funny, I was just looking at my Instagram, my personal Instagram the other day. Like, it used to just be like cats and ice cream. Like, that's my thing. But now I'm like kind of falling off the ice cream trains. Also because one of our favorite ice cream places in Seattle like closed down because of the pandemic. So maybe that contributed to it a little bit. But
oh, yeah.
But good luck on the one pint a month. I think that's a great goal. And are you going to try to be crafty about it? Like getting only craft ice cream or like, you know, go straight for the trashy Häagen-Dazs? Because that's what
I'm no. I love Ben & Jerry's and Häagen-Dazs. I'm like either one, really. I'm already thinking about like my next fix.
We went on this retreat late last year, and like, because I usually get like weird ones, but we went on this retreat, and I was just, I'm just gonna go all out. So I called my mother-in-law, who's like going to this grocery, like, can you just get like a Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream? And like, you know, but then she bought like a weird like craft version of it, like not Häagen-Dazs, and I'm like, I just want the cheap and trashy ice cream. And then it was this like gummy one that like, you know, made in like Washington, and it's like, it's not good at all.
I know that brand, isn't it? Like Snow Qualmie or something.
Yeah, something like that. And I'm just like, I just want the sugar filled really good Häagen-Dazs, like,
yeah,
shit. Give me that thing in a whole pint. And so that was a little disappointing. But yeah. Oh, well, it's the new year. It's again happy hour, and welcome to new listeners. If you're listening to this for the first time, Kelly and I had actually made stationery goals earlier in an episode that came out this week about like trying to cut back on our like want list. The happy hour is like the opposite of that, because we usually research and find so many cool stuff. But it's okay, we're gonna still try to dole out the good information, but you know, we're gonna try to stop sharing what we actually bought as much.
Right, exactly. No, I appreciate people have already, I think there's been like 3 people that have called us out already. I'm like, I hear you guys, I see you guys, I appreciate you guys.
But starting off with first, have you seen the Superior Labor show their Nengajo, the leather Nengajo. So let me rummage through my drawer very quickly to find the one they had last year. The Superior Labor is a Japanese leather goods brand, and based in Okayama, and they make really good like leather pouches and canvas bags and stuff. And last year they used like they cut pieces of scrap leather and like embossed this giant like cow on it, and then like sent it out as like a leather postcard or include it in like orders.
Oh, that's right.
Esther, when we bought from Wonderlust, she included that. And this year they did a version with the tiger, and it's so cute. And I kind of just want to collect it for collection's sake.
Of course, yeah.
But I'm also like, what do I do with it?
Yeah, you can't really tip in like a chunk of leather.
Impossible to tip in. But yeah, it looks really good. And by the way, we're now showing our happy hour videos to the tall tiers of our Patreon supporters. So yes, look forward to that. And so last year it was this like bright red leather with like this very milky looking cow. It's not like a bull or anything. It's just a cow, like the literally the kind where you get milk from. So
that looks like one of those like state fair ribbons.
Yes, like, actually
that makes... like this is the best cow.
It does have that vibe to it. And so this year they're making it I think in nude leather for the tiger, at least from the Superior Labor site. So I'm just kind of like, darn it, do I have to buy something to get that Nengajo? But whatever.
I mean, maybe.
So, and also I didn't explain what Nengajo is. It's basically these, like, you know how we send out Christmas cards in the Western countries? In Japan, they send out New Year cards. So it's that time of the year where if you are in Tokyo or anywhere in the city, there's all these, like, booths that shows all the cute designs that you can order, like, packs of them with your address, like, printed on it. And, right. And then you can just, like...
That's so cute.
You just fill it out and then, like, send it to, like, almost all your friends and family. But it's a thing. It's like a... as they're very obsessed with stationary and, like, analog thing of their lifestyle. Oh, yeah,
of course.
So it's really cool. And so let's start off with new items we see on the market. Why don't you go ahead and share with us yet another Bennu item?
Okay, so I feel like most of the people that I've talked to about this pen are like, oh god, Kelly, what are you looking at here? And I totally understand why, because it's gaudy and it's violently pink, you could say. You know who would love this is Little Raven Inc. She's on my side with this one. I'm calling her
out. Courtney. I don't know about it, though. It's kind of on the gaudy side.
It's so gaudy. So it's the Bennu pen. And I don't know if it's Bennu or Bennu. I always say it wrong. But it's the Talisman Collection. So it's the same one that I've talked about in the past. And I have my Dragon's Blood version right here. The green and red and black one that I got at the pen show. So this is essentially the same model of pen.
And a new color. Yeah.
New color. And it's called Wild Rose. Ooh. Because it has the Talisman Collections. I know I've mentioned this before. They have like bits of like Wild Rose, for example, in the pen. Infused in the resin of the pen, they say, which I think is pretty cool. They're definitely capitalizing on Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's
coming in February.
Yes, we see it in the Walmarts and the Targets already.
And it's so cute because in the resin they have these like little confetti hearts, and it's so cheesy, but. And it's all glittery, so it's like. It's like a light bubblegum pink, and it kind of goes into this like hot pink, and it's so ridiculous.
It's that violent neon pink that kind of like turns it off for me. Like the bubblegum pink end is fine, but as it like slowly dwells into that violent arena. I mean, yeah, they won't miss you if you're writing in a cafe with this.
Right. It makes me happy because it's just so, like, in your face and happy, you know? But I, like I say, I definitely understand why someone wouldn't like it. But that's the reason that I love it.
I, like, zoomed in closer on the little glitter hearts and the milky part. And I'm like, this is screaming, like, Bath, Body and Beyond-ish.
Oh, my God. Or you mean Bath and Body Works?
Oh, Bath and Body Works. Yes, yes, yes. Like,
you're so right.
The soapy things, or like the lotion, the packaging. So it's just...
That is so funny. Bringing it back to when I was like, hey, April, you want some lotion? And you're like, God, that smells like, you know, a unicorn's throw up or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, this is me in a pen.
All right. So we thank Kelly again for bringing us really gaudy content.
Yes.
To feature. But, you know, I feel like there's definitely people who like these kinds of things, and some people just want a very, very pink pen. So go check this one out if that's something you're curious about.
I know
about.
It's not just me.
I know, to be honest, if this comes out in like a violent green, then, you know, I may be the one talking about it. So
yeah,
there you go. Throwback to that time Kelly says she doesn't like pink. It's actually just kind of thinking about that episode.
To when what happened?
When you said you didn't like pink. Like, there was a phase when you used to not like
really?
Pink. And then you like...
Oh, well, no. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I really didn't like it at all. And now look at everything in my room right now, which I guess you can't really see from this angle, but like... It's all over my desk. It's on my bed. It's just a lot.
Next topic. Well, I'm looking at some things of mine. A super cool product that I think we talked about last year when I was doing an episode with Phyllis.
I was
going
to say, wait, we've already talked about this.
The receipt calendar
a year ago
made a comeback. It's so cool. And I just wanted to shout it out again. So some things of mine, I think, is based in Malaysia, and it's like another stationery store that curates these beautiful, you know, items that we all love. And they have their own kind of like design house called SOM Studio, S-O-M Studio. And last year they came out with this cool concept, which is printing out calendars, like a whole month's worth of calendar in these cute long strips of receipts. And you know, when you zoom in and really look at the details of like the design of each sheet from January to December, they're all like printed differently in different styles. Some are like the receipts of a ticket stub. Some are like, you know, what you would get at a grocery store. Some like a, I don't know, a bus ticket. It's just really cute. And this year, my friend Chelsea from Those Were Words actually gave me the April sheet.
Oh, cute.
Like in a happy mail. And I just thought it was so cute because all the little details, like, you know, says like it has like reservation or like, you know, things that like this is the gift card. Give us feedback, a survey, you know, all those things you would expect to see on a receipt, but like printed out. Customized for a person with like collage in mind. Like you can easily like highlight dates on it because it shows like the 1st to the 31st, or circle it, or stamp it, or like rip it and collage it into your pages. The only thing, again, like it's printed really with like a label maker, you know, those you would expect to get when you go to a restaurant. And so they may disappear down the road, you know, like
they may like fade over time.
Yes, but I think the novelty of it and like the design aspect of it is just so good, and I almost made an order, like tempted by a friend. She's shopping on like January 1st, so I was like,
oh my gosh,
Christiana. I mean, so I was just like, probably shouldn't purchase something like on the first day of the new year, but I don't know. I'll see. Maybe I will fall on these.
I've been good so far. January 4th today as we're recording this, so give it up for me.
4 days. That's nice. Well,
no, those are really cool. I like those calendars.
So I just want to introduce them to people again, because, like, you know, these kind of time sensitive stuff, they once they sell out, they sell out. So yeah. Check it out. So moving on to your item, what are you going to talk about today?
Oh boy. So I just got my boyfriend back from Canada and he actually did. So he was going to go to Wonder Pens for me, but by the time he was like able to go, they were like closed for their holiday break. And I was like, no, there goes the Ferris wheel press ink that I definitely didn't need anyway. But so he was able to make it to Paper Plus Cloth.
Nice.
And so he got me a few stamps. These ones are from, wait, who are these from? Eileen Tai.
Mm-hmm.
They're like these little stationery girls. One, she's got a little fountain pen and ink. Like, that's not every stamp I own. but I wanted it. And then there's one where she's like sitting on a stack of books and like reading a book.
That's cute.
That's so cute. And then I didn't put it in our little show note thing, but he also got me this one.
Oops. Oh, Yon Charm yeah. Stamps. Yes,
the Night Thinker.
Because
mm-hmm. I resonate with this. There was so many of the Yon Charm ones that I was like looking at on their website, but they're all sold out. And aww. I do also want to just put a PSA out there to everybody that, like, I don't know how every single store does this, obviously, but I know at Oblation right now, we are going to be having our like annual inventory day. Ooh. So I think maybe a lot of shops do a similar thing where they try not to have so much stock right now because they're just going to have to count it again. So I don't know if that's what's happening, or maybe I'm reading too much into that, but I did notice there's a lot of stuff that they don't have in stock, but it could, you know, just throwing it out there to people that small business stuff, but it was nice of Bobby to get these for me.
I'm like looking up Eileen Tai on mm-hmm. Instagram right now. Her handle is Eileen Tai. EileenTai.85, and this girl mm-hmm. series is so cute. There's so many different mm-hmm. illustrations of it, like, you know, the girl with like a mug of beer in a cup of coffee hanging close to dry, like, you know, flowering in water. It's just such a cute little daily snippet that you can add into your journal, whichever little girl you chose.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this honestly, one doing yoga with like a cat next to her. So cute.
That's me very occasionally.
Oh my goodness. That's so cute. Well, I'm glad he got something fun for you, despite, you know.
I know.
Not knowing too much about stationery. I wonder if he had to like ask, like, or like, did he like take photos and let you choose while he's there or something like that?
Well, no, because I just sent him like links from the website, and then because he was looking around, I guess he got something. I directed him to a Midori pad for a friend of his, and he was like, "Oh, that was a good rec." I'm like, "I know." And he said for the stamps, he had to just, like, show his phone to the person. And she was like, oh, gotcha.
Yes. That's how you ask a boyfriend or husband to find stuff for you. It's so
just
cute.
Show the lady the picture.
Hold up your phone. That's all you need to do. You don't even need to know what it's called. Well. My stuff for this week, not mm-hmm. showing something special or specific, but more of like, this is what I did today. Like, today mm-hmm. I went through all of my letter sets and my greeting cards and my postcards.
Ooh.
And I did a huge organization thing. So
oh my god,
they all sit inside this like plastic container bin that's kind of tall. I actually don't know where I got this.
It's got a 200 yen sticker on it.
I know. Is this from Daiso? Maybe it is. Oh, it is from Daiso. Okay. So let me.
It's still got the sticker.
Hey, Daiso storage units are great.
No, it Yeah, they're great. No shame.
So this is a 11 by 7.9 by 5.5 inch storage case with lid, but I don't use the lid. But it is almost like the exact width of your standard like Japanese letter sets. So it's perfect. And then like I
should get that.
I categorized all my cards because last year I was subscribed to the Oblation Letterpress Express. So I have
Letterpress Express.
I have so many cute like letterpress greeting cards in this bucket right now. It's so filled. It's like tied to the brim. And then I have a section of like postcards that I collect when I travel. When I used to travel, and then what people like send me. And then I also have a collection of postcards that I bought online. And so, like, for example, I love my friend Herb Coyle's urban sketching artwork. And I keep buying whenever she comes out with a new city series. And then, like, I didn't realize I had, like, about, like, almost 35 of her cards, postcards. Just hoarding them, not using it. And so my goal is that by, you know, having it all be in this bucket and visualizing it. And then especially with the letter pads, like there's no good way to store it. If you stack it on top of each other, you have to like remove them one by one to see the pattern. Dude, so
you're speaking my language right now.
No wonder filing cabinets or like letter organizers in like usual office supplies, it's always, you know, vertical. They always stand it up. So you can do the, you know, the finger thing, right? Like you can like kind of, you know, sift through it very quickly. So that's what I've been organizing and doing.
Do you have like the same letter set three times?
No, it's the, it's every single design
it's got, like, the same
of the Kotori Machi. You know how they came out with like multiple? So I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different Kotori Machi letter sets. I can't
even fault you for that. I mean,
and I'll probably buy more if they come up with more. But
it's money well spent.
So by doing this though, I'm more of like, okay, I cannot buy more letter sets until I used up my letter sets. And that's actually one of the creative things I want to do more of this year, is to just really stop hoarding postcards, like send these beautiful artworks to friends. And you know, I always have just like one or two of these postcards that I get in happy mail, and like, what do I do with them? They're so cute. Send it out.
Send it out.
So I'm glad I did this, because before they were just like,
I love that,
a mumbo jumbo, like literally really out of order. And then the more out of order they are, the more I'm less inclined to go into it, because I often come out with a paper cut. But this way, I'm really, you know, it's really organized, you know, systematic from height. And I could easily, you know, this section is the like, greeting card section. This section is the postcard section. And this section is like the letter set section, which is way too many sections.
No, I love that. I like, remember when Candy gave me...
You had that variety pack, right?
A gigantic variety pack, which I put in a drawer back there. And it's like... It is technically a see-through drawer, but it's like that frosted kind. Mm-hmm. And it's like back there. So I'm trying to figure out how to, because there's like the back there storage, but it has to be up here because this is where I am when I'm at my desk. And it's like,
exactly.
Trying to figure out my life.
Yes. I totally understand that. So.
And of course, there's letter sets on my desk too. So there's more. I need to write more letters this year, you know? I feel like that's such an easy thing to fall on the wayside, but it's so fun.
Use our gel pens, use our fountain pen, you know?
Yes.
I found the best way to de-stash and use sticker flakes is to put them on letters, you know, just like...
Oh, yes.
Dotting the borders with stickers.
Oh, my God.
Those you never use, but, you know, so...
I could probably do that to at least, like, 10 or 15 letters.
So,
like, oh my
so
God.
There is that. I think that's a cool thing we should do. Oh, Inkorimo is coming up, right? International Correspondence
month. Yeah, that's February.
That's February, so.
See, I personally don't want to put that on myself because every single day that seems like a lot of work.
I want to send 31 postcards out. That's one of my goals.
Like in 1 month or just total?
Yeah, 31 in 1 month.
No, 28 April.
All right, because there's only 28 days of February.
Good thing it's not a leap year.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's okay. Oh, then that's easier. 28 cards. Three less. Am I doing the right math here? Okay, let's move on.
Well, now you're making it seem like it's easier than I think it is. So maybe I'll try to be like you.
Do it with me. Let's have fun.
Okay, I might do it.
Use up all the
make a journaling spread about it.
Oh my goodness. Take a photo of that card and so you can kind of keep mm-hmm. a record of it. You know how like sometimes we treasure special postcards so much we don't send it out.
Yeah.
But maybe we can just document uh-huh. it like with a photo and like immortalize it in our journal. Like fun project idea.
Nice. Good thoughts. I like these thoughts.
Nice thoughts. Okay, moving on to something you're looking at. I'm not even going to say okay. I want. It's just something we're kind of browsing.
Okay, yeah, and I said, please don't at me to everybody that
like, okay,
knows what I said.
They are going to at you so hard with this item.
Yeah, so basically...
it's a cover.
I'm not totally in love with my current, hold on, I need to pull this thing up again. With my current, this is also a Galen leather cover mm-hmm. that I'm using for my Hobonichi Weeks. It's the, I believe it's the forest green or whatever they call that.
That you got from a customer who went to the store and sewed yes. it to you. If I remember that story.
Yes. It was in, you know, an opposite move of me becoming the customer and the customer becoming the saleswoman. So, and I absolutely love the zip. It's got a perfect zip. It's got like, you know, room for all the cards. It fits the weeks perfect. It's got the pen loop. My only qualm with it is that it's very heavy and bulky. And like, I want something lighter. I don't know if this cover that I'm looking at from Galen Leather is actually lighter. It's the Hobonichi Weeks cover that's got a very similar like pocket layout and whatnot, but it's not a zipper. It's kind of like a traveler's notebook / folio situation.
It's more of a folio, I would say, because there's no strap
but
that
can,
goes around it or
you
anything.
You can add an elastic strap, though.
Oh, I see. $12. Oh, for closure. Oh, right, because it's kind of like a wallet, basically, like an open wallet. So if you want to have to, like, secure it, I guess they... How would it look with the strap? Is there
I know. I want to know because I think it might be like a vertical strap that goes like this way, like the plotter.
Oh,
I don't know though.
The band vertically.
Yeah.
I see.
Because it doesn't show it, but I'm like, I'm interested in it. It's not something I'm gonna go out and buy. I'm just kind of shopping around, looking at different things, and to amend. A little bit what I said. I think if I sell a cover, then I can get another one. You know what I mean?
I like how
like
she's
if one goes
editing.
Out, one can come in. Well, because then it's not just like, oh, I want this, like I did with the Reflect.
Makes sense.
Oh man, I'm digging myself a hole here.
Because you literally just said you don't want to buy any more covers until September 1st, so.
But... I don't know, because I'm not totally in love with this one. But that shouldn't matter. I don't know. It's not like I don't have two other ones that maybe I could break out. And
I was telling Kelly, I had a leather cover from Galen Leather that looks like this in the Crazy Horse Brown. It's really nice. Oh. It served me well during my trip to Greece because it looks like a book, a journal. Whereas I was like hiding my bills and my cards in there.
Yeah.
And like literally it's in my hand the whole time. So if I find it, I can probably lend it to you and let you give it a spin, you know, like see if it's light. I could
give it a spin.
See if it's light or heavy still. So that could be an option. Maybe you need to find those like cover renting services. I feel like there's something like that out there.
Oh my God. Yeah, remember when I feel like I talked so much trash about that and now I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
You need it because you're on this ban.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm terrible. Go ahead and at me.
Okay, I can't wait to see all the Instagram stories about that. Next topic, something I'm looking at, I thought it's really cool. I don't know if it's going to be available to the public because it debuted during Bungo Joshi, but the fact that they keep promoting it makes me think they're going to come out with it. It's from Kyupodo, which is a Japanese kind of letterpress stationery company, and they make like really cute letterpress postcards, paper product, and they just came out with this book, and it like caters to the ink numas, like the ink ladies, ink people in Japan. It's like coloring book before dip pen enthusiast. So instead of coloring, you are lettering on these like lightly printed Japanese poetic paragraphs about this shokaiten, about this imaginary street with all these fun little stores, and then you can, you know, with your glass dip pen, play with different inks and just kind of like, it's like copying the book. You're literally writing, tracing the kanji and the katakana and like all the Japanese words as if you're filling out the book. So I'm calling it like a lettering book.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's just got like great illustrations on each page. And obviously if it's going to carry fountain pen ink, I bet the paper's pretty good. And, you know, I think it's such a fun idea. Like, I want to do that. I want to do that. I want people to come out with lettering books, you know, with like fun stories or like, you know, classics or whatever, with like interesting lettering styles. I mean, in English.
Do they have those in English? I've never heard of anything like it, but I've never really looked.
I feel like they probably do have those for like people who are learning to do calligraphy. You know, it's cute, but people, those are usually like A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah, you know, that's boring.
Or like just send just words repeatedly. But this one is literally like the story into this cool street and like going to this like, let me kind of spell out a little bit of the stories in there. There's this like, I don't know, mechanics place that has cats in it. There's this like cafe with like, I don't know, corals, like corals from the sea, like decoration. So it's just like a very interesting street with like interesting stores. Imagine like diagonally, you know, where each shop has a little fun quirk to it. And so you're not just enjoying the lettering aspect of writing with your glass dip pen. And they actually demonstrated one where there's this one of the stores, a letterpress that are made with like glittery star fragments. So you print it. It's really cute. And they actually used and paired it with like Kuretake's glitter ink. And so the on the black background, the lettering part is like in like this gold sheeny ink. It's really pretty.
Wait, where is? Oh, I see. Ooh.
And I feel
wow, that's beautiful.
I kind of want it because like, you know, I'm trying to learn Japanese again and like, you know, practicing kanji, practicing the words, and then at the same time enjoying my dip pens and my glass dip pens. I think it's a fun thing. And I can see how it might be super popular in Japan, especially since they've kind of like moved beyond just typical fountain pen inks. But, you know, thinking about like the dominant industry, interesting inks, the chrome one, the really glittery kinds, the really pigmented one from Tono and Limbs. Like, this is the perfect book to play with, you know, if you buy those inks and not sure what to do with them. You know, you can,
for sure,
you can only letter and test on your pages for so long. So much so I just thought it's really cool. I want it. I hope someone will sell it. Yoseika.
Yes. Ooh, that would be great.
I feel like Yoseika and Nikko Neko do get stuff from Chiyopuro, so
yeah.
Please. All right, finally, what is something interesting that you found or looked at?
Oh my gosh, April. I feel like this is an April thing.
It is an April thing.
It is so cute.
How did you come across this site, though? Wow.
So, no, I actually originally saw it from Boontobi.
Oh, I see.
And then from there, I went to the website called felissimo.co.jp/crasso. Ferishimo is in katakana. So anyway, guess what? They're pouches. Awesome. Why are they so awesome? Because there's three different designs, and they are sento themed, which is like public bath, like public onsen in Japan. And it's one of those things that has that old school Japanese motif going on that we love so much. And it's, I will say, if you're someone like me that has ever been into reading manga and slice of life stuff, like, you will recognize all these motifs. Like, you know how in an anime when they go to the hot spring and, like, after they're in the bath, the character, like,
swigs,
drinks one of those milk jugs, yes, and then is like, I'm so refreshed. So, so one of the pouches has, like, three different milk bottles on. They're like, it's like a horizontal design. Mm-hmm. It's got Ichigo milk, which is strawberry, normal milk, and then coffee.
Mm-hmm. Coffee milk.
Like, yeah. And so the front pattern of the pouch has them like facing with the design head on. And then on the back of the pouch, it's got like the backs of the little jugs. And they're so cute.
These are huge pouches too, and it's kind of like you can fit like clothes in it, or like, you know.
Yeah, it's so you can take it with you to the onsen.
Oh my goodness.
Or to the sento. Yeah.
That's so cute.
And like one of them is also horizontal and has the character U, which is like hot water. And then like it has like the women's kanji for women, and then on the back it's kanji for men.
I see.
And that one's blue.
Yeah, they,
so it's like blue for men and then red for women.
They always have that flag in the public places, and when you go to ryokans, they would sometimes switch, like, you know, they would have different configurations. So you always need to check the curtain to see if tonight this one's for women only or this one's for men only, because you don't want to go in when it's the wrong one.
And they're, if you've ever seen Spirited Away, they have the same U character on that. It's pretty famous. And then the last design is like, it's a vertical layout, and it's got a scale on one, and I actually recognize now that I'm really looking at it, like off to the right side of the scale there's like the little like cubbies, mm-hmm, and like a basket where you put your stuff.
Yes.
And then on the other side, it's got like a, what is that, one of those like old school hair dryers?
Yeah, you sit in it and like it blows hair, like air around your head. It's kind of like when people do the curls or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're really cute. And I was saying it's really good that I don't live in Japan right now, because I would probably buy like all three of them. They're so adorable.
Oh my god, I'm loving the description. Like we're reading it translated by Google, but it's so funny. They said this, speaking of the dressing room of a public bath, a retro metal scale, even if you ride it gently, like ascend it gently, the needle will move around, and the moment when you face reality will come. And on the backside, I placed an illustration of a kettle-shaped dryer, which is the most worrisome thing in the dressing room. Does it really work? Despite the question, I've never seen anyone actually use it, and I have a longing for it. Like I love this copywriting.
That is so great. Oh,
so good.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Unique and warm retro design. Yeah.
How
so good.
Where can I get this? That's the question.
Yeah.
I could take it into my own bath, I guess. Like, pack what I need to go into my own bathroom.
Oh, by the way, the same company makes, like, a really tiny one that is a key case for the, if they have the cubby that has the little, like, wooden lock thing.
Oh, cute.
And it's, on the inside of it, it's got, like, Mount Fuji and, like, little, it's super cute. I can't even. I can't even.
Oh, that's so cute. Love it. I love discovering little things like these.
I know. This isn't stationary, so this is like
lifestyle.
Out of the budget.
Right, this is lifestyle. We need it for our life, okay?
Which is stationary.
Yes. And then finally, my news, something interesting to me is the Sailor Cocktail Exclusive 2022 series that just mm-hmm. came out. It's a set of five. I think they always did it like a set of a few pieces and you buy mm-hmm. it all together. And then so they're inspired by cocktails names. The last series that I saw had like was probably like accumulation of all that came out. So it was like a set of 10 mm-hmm. from Yoseika. And yeah. I saw it at Yoseika and I saw it a few other places too. And there's like these cool little names. And so this one has like drinks called like Around the World, which I think is like a drinking game. I don't think it's a drink.
What?
Yeah, I think that's a drinking game. And there's like Violet Fizz, Blue Train, Argentina, Gin Martini, and these are Sailor Pro Gear, the full size, not the slim, which I don't have.
So I think the other one was also full size, actually. Yeah. I remember because we got the Angel's Delight one at Oblation, just the one, because they were selling that one individually for some reason.
I hope they will sell this set individually eventually, because I think they do towards the end of the promotion. But so once, like, in this pretty green shade, Around the World has like a lime green cap, a more of a darker green but still translucent body that really to me is jade color. Like, if this Sailor mm-hmm. Pro Gear in jade, this is it. You were liking the purple one called Violet Fizz that also had like a translucent purple theme to it. The Blue Train,
I also like the white finial.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of
I'm a
gray.
Fan of finials.
You're a fan of finials.
Is it gray? Oh yeah, maybe you're right. It's hard to tell.
It's a little gray. Blue Train really, I feel like, gives me like Blue Lagoon, like if you go to like a swimming pool green, really nice looking. Yeah. Argentina, a really nice orange with a yellow finial. And then Gin Martini, that reminds me a little bit of my Camellia in the Snow. So it's got this kind of like translucent white body with a red cap, which I think is like the cherry in the martini, I suppose. but I love all five colors. Like, it's way more exciting to me compared to the Ancora Birthstone series, to be honest. Like, if we're drawing comparison to like colorful pens to colorful pens, these are so much fun looking. And I've never had a Pro Gear that's like the original. Like, I've always had the Pro Gear Slim. So
Well, they're kind of fat, you know, they're kind of large,
which I'm intrigued about. So if they ever sell these individually, and remember I said my budget for this year is one pen per quarter, that green one might be it, Around the World.
Yeah.
Or if anyone out there is selling your après ski because you want to buy this one, I'm also open to buying that from you.
So I do want to say with the Argentina hot take, and I don't usually say this, but I think it would look better with gold trim than rhodium.
All right.
Just because like the orange and the yellow, it would like bring it all together.
Interesting. Observation.
But for the purple and blue, I think the silver trim makes a lot of sense.
I
they're all pretty though.
They're
I agree.
All very pretty. So I just think it's really cute and fun. And you know, if this is the beginning of the Sailor introductions to the year, I'm excited. I can't wait to see what else there will be for the whole thing.
Oh God, you steal my heart.
That's true. We are on a budget and we're kind of walking into this year like cautiously, I would say, with new stationery items. So just slowly inching. But anyway, I think this is a good start to happy hour to 2022. We've got some new fun, interesting things to talk about. And I hope you guys enjoy listening to it, as always. We will post this on our Instagram, The Stationery Cafe, with images. So check it out there if you're curious to see what exactly are we describing in this conversation. It's going to be on Instagram.
I'm also going to call my mom out really quick because she was just like, Kelly, how do you look at the stuff you guys talk about? I'm like, Mom, you just go to our Instagram. She's like, but that's so much work. I'm like, well, what do you...
Damn it!
No, you just click on Stationery Cafe and then go to, like, the happy hour thumbnail thing, and it's pretty easy to find.
Exactly. And so that...
I love you, Mom.
I know, Janet, I thought you were like an avid listener. Is she imagining some technology where it would like blast a visual into her head as she was listening to it? I don't know if that's there yet.
I mean, maybe.
She may have to put on a special pair of glasses, maybe. Anyway, that's it for tonight. I hope you guys enjoy this. You know, we are recording these happy hour videos whenever there's no technical difficulties, and we will be sharing them in our Patreon, the Stationery Cafe. We look forward to bringing you another fun episode next week. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, April.